This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Backers of the sugar-sweetened beverage tax argue that one of the major benefits of their plan would be to reduce obesity in Vermont. They say it would happen because the tax would significantly increase the cost of these products and that consumers will look for less expensive and healthier alternatives. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, there are questions about whether this taxing mechanism will actually change behavior.
Under this proposal, a 2 cent per ounce tax would be levied on all sugar-sweetened beverages. So a 20-ounce soda would have a 40-cent tax. At the heart of the debate is a decision by supporters of the plan to use what's known as an excise tax to raise roughly $35 million in new revenue. What's an excise tax? Mary Peterson is Vermont's tax commissioner. She says excise taxes are imposed at the wholesale level before the product reaches its retail destination. This is in contrast to a sales tax, which is paid when consumers purchase a product.
You don't see it on your bill. Generally, you'll see the price that you paid, the sales tax added to it, and the bottom line. Excise taxes generally don't show up on the bill.
Jim Harrison is the executive director of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association, a group that strongly opposes the sugar-sweetened beverage tax. He says it's likely that some retailers will choose not to raise the price of these beverages, but instead will spread the cost of the tax to many other products in their store.
We do know the tax will be hidden. It will be buried somewhere in the cost of products. And what retailer or different merchants do will really depend on what their marketing strategy is.
Anthony Yarapino is the director of the Alliance for a Healthier Vermont, a coalition of more than 30 consumer and health groups supporting the tax. He thinks most retailers will add the tax to the price of these beverages.
We think what the example of the tobacco tax shows is that the price will be passed on because that's actually what makes economic sense for retailers to do, and that consumers who are most price sensitive, particularly youth, will react to that higher price and shift their buying behaviors to healthier products.
In the case of tobacco, Tax Commissioner Peterson says wholesalers have to purchase special tax stamps from the state and affix them to the tobacco products. This proves the excise tax has been paid.
It's a highly controlled substance. There's regulation on the federal level, regulation at the state level. There's Department of Liquor Control enforcement. And typically on other products coming in to Vermont, we don't have that level of control.
Harrison, the lobbyist for the Retail and Grocers Association, says this system is totally impractical for sugar-sweetened beverages.
It is much different. I don't think we're going to put stickers on each beverage item. If we are, boy, we've really escalated the cost of administrating this.
Healthy Alliance Director Yarapino doesn't disagree with this analysis, but he thinks most retailers will pass the tax along to consumers if the legislature specifically calls for this to happen.
Even if they don't like a law that has a public health purpose, they're going to follow that law and try and effectuate that public health purpose, regardless of whether they're expecting to get caught if they violate it.
The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to vote on this legislation in the next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.